USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Korean President Moon is at the White House for a day of meetings and events. Moon meeting with Vice President Harris's office for the bilateral meetings. He's then set to meet with President Biden, and later the two leaders are set to hold a joint news conference in the East Room. President Biden also paying tribute to a U.S.-Korean War veteran. Airports across the country are experiencing long delays thanks to a problem with the online systems of two of the nation's major airlines. Following complaints from travelers, American Airlines and JetBlue are apologizing and say they're working to solve the problem. JetBlue on its website says that a system outage is to blame. Kroger no longer has a mask requirement for fully vaccinated customers, and not everyone is happy about that. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union saying it's too dangerous to end the store's mask mandate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The Center's for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating cases of salmonella. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
The CDC is investigating 163 cases of salmonella in 43 states that are linked to chickens. They're warning people who have chicken coops that poultry does carry salmonella, even if the chickens are clean and healthy. They say everyone should know to always wash your hands after working with the birds or gathering the eggs. According to the CDC, always keep birds outside of your home and do not kiss or snuggle them because the germs can spread easily to your mouth.
Republican governors in 21 states have decided to cut off the federal supplement unemployment bonus of $300 per week because they say it's discouraging the jobless from looking for work. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is offering $300 bonuses to people who find employment. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Prepare to get a third coronavirus vaccination. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling Axios during a live stream that a booster shot will likely be needed within a year. Fauci adding that the vaccines are effective against COVID and the five strains for at least 6 months. Dr. Vin Gupta tells MSNBC,
there is no evidence right now at 6 months that you might need a booster at a year, or frankly at a year and a half after you get the shot. We know that at 6 months after you get the vaccine, in the case of Pfizer, that your antibody levels are through the roof and that you're protected against all the variants that exist to this day. So to say that at 9 months or at 12 months, as the Pfizer and the Moderna CEOs put out today, that you might need a booster is devoid of evidence. So I would encourage them, publish the evidence. If that is indeed the case, if the evidence is suggesting that that is the case, provide it so that our government can actually plan ahead. Right now, they're just putting it out there into the ether, and right now the evidence that exists, Brian, suggests we may not need a booster. So we need hard evidence before we start to speculate.
Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law that prevents school districts from mandating masks on students and staff. Iowa cities and counties likewise cannot create a mask mandate under the new law. Reynolds releasing a statement in part saying the state of Iowa is putting parents back in control of their child's education. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.